A negative COVID-19 test will be required of some SUNY students before Thanksgiving break. WXXI's James Brown has details.
SUNY Chancellor Jim Maltrus made the mandate public Tuesday. He says the tests must happen within 10 days of November 20th. That's when most SUNY campuses go fully remote to end the semester. The idea is to limit travel and the spread of COVID-19. Students who are positive will be asked to quarantine. Remote students will not be impacted. For SUNY Brockport, that means testing about 3,000 students. Brockport's John Filacco says the school has to ramp up their testing capabilities to meet the mandate.
Thankfully, we have some experience with this. We've been doing up to 1,000 tests a week for well over a month now.
Brockport and many other SUNY schools are using saliva-based COVID tests for upward of a dozen students at a time. Filacco says they test about 1,000 students a week. As for next semester, Filacco says there will be no spring break and other changes are under consideration. James Brown, WXXI News.